I grew up with a bunch of thieves. I know it takes 2 seconds.
It only takes 60 seconds.
Apparently, yeah.
So 48 hours later, the police call him and told him that they found his Jeep. The license plates matched, but the description of the Jeep didn't match. So he's like, what are you talking about? Like, is it trash? Do they take pots? And they're like, no, it's actually sparkly purple.
Wow.
I have
a happy trigger finger today.
Holy bee just jumped out of his chair.
Sorry, I gotta put my mouse down.
Stop playing with that thing.
It's red. It's red now.
It's too red. Put it down.
Yes.
Need some medicine for that thing.
Overuse. All right, I'll put it down.
Okay. It was, the police told them, it's sparkly purple and wielding a gigantic monstrosity of a bumper.
Ooh, sparkly purple.
Yes, on the front end. And it has big, humongous tires on it.
Ooh, big, humongous tires and sparkly purple.
They pimped it out.
Kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
and to quote the imbecile in Albuquerque, he says, don't be a bonehead like me and leave your vehicle running in your driveway, even if you're going
absolutely
back in for coffee.
There you go.
He's still waiting to get his Jeep back.
Well, lesson learned, kids.
I wouldn't mind. It's purple.
It takes all of a half a second to turn that key and take it out.
Yep.
I don't get it.
What are those, some like new wave age car thieves out there that are now they're pimping your vehicle and giving it back to you?
Apparently, yeah, I guess.
Instead of stripping it down and taking all the pots, they're pimping it out.
Yeah, pimping out the cars. All right.
Right?
Give us 1 second here. Hunt for less.
And in that time, we just stole a Jeep.
Yes.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That's a good message for you kids out there. If you really want to learn anything, go to prison.
You could become a lawyer, a CPA. Yes.
I am absolutely kidding. But, yeah, that's pretty sad that actually happens. Okay, you want to do one more or you want to hold off and play a couple tunages and come back?
Yeah, let's hold off.
Let's hold off. You got a couple more? Oh, okay. What do we got going on here? All right, we'll take this call and then we'll play some music. Okay, give me 1 second here. WMFO, you're live on the air. Please do not swear. Uh-oh. Hey, our cat.
You want a war on drugs, get the wall built down there.
So, what's up, Danny boy?
All right.
How you doing? That's it? I guess that's it. You want a war on drugs? What did he say?
I don't even know.
Get the wall up.
That wasn't Danny.
I thought it was. It sounded like him a little bit.
Yeah, just like you thought it.
He said, "Get the wall up," meaning like Trump says.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
It's probably some college student listening.
All right, that's fine. I'm glad he was listening. Good. We love the interaction.
Oh, that's all he wanted to say.
Especially from the kids.
Yep.
The kids today. All right. All right. Anyways, as I said, let's see. It is 40 degrees still.
Still
here at the Tufts campus. We're going to play a couple of songs, and you take us out. Tina Marie, tell them what we are listening to.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. Or listening. That's a little Third Eye Blind. Kind of a self-mantra to me these days, that song. I really like that song. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 3:17 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, of course, here on the wonderful 91.5 WMFO, Boston's number one freeform station. What? I can say that.
I know you can.
That is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
You can say what
anyways,
you want.
40 degrees here on Tufts University. And I don't know. We have a couple things we want to get through before we head out. It's, you know, we still have plenty of time. So you got a couple more funny stories for us, and then I'll come back with some weekend weather. And the number here is 617-627-3800. We appreciate that last caller, by the way, who had a pretty good point about building the wall, as Trump says.
And then he hung up.
I was hoping to engage in some conversation with him, but if he ever wants to call back, or just look us up on our Giddy Up page, and I would love to have a conversation with you, because I am a Trump supporter myself. But we do not talk about politics. We do not talk about religion. We do not talk about anything but silly ass news. So take it away, Tina.
So this brothel.
All right.
Yes. Well, let's just say where it is. It's in New Zealand. Brothels are legalized in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So, because prostitution is legal in New Zealand. So, I mean, I guess this makes kind of sense since it's legal. They decided they were going to hold a fundraiser for children's charities.
Terrific.
I love that idea.
They're raising money.
See,
for
they're part of the community and doing good mm-hmm. in the community.
They're raising money for a local charity,
yes.
K Kitchen, which makes healthy lunches for needy children in the area. They had what's called as an open day, so the doors were open.
Is that code?
I think it's code for like, come on in. The doors are open. It's free to
yes,
get in.
Absolutely.
They had a bake sale. That was, apparently they're not just prostitutes, but they also can bake brownies and cakes and cupcakes and cookies. And your local prostitutes. And they are those local prostitutes
they are great.
In New Zealand.
They're absolutely great.
They're bakers as well. And they had quite a line out the door selling those baked goods.
They got a lot of yeast running around in that place.
Yeah, they did.
So they're good at baking.
So here's where it gets a little sticky, if that's what you want to call it. I guess this is a small area. The town is a very small town where it is, which is kind of stupid. Like, obviously, you know there's a brothel in your town. If there's like 4,000 people that live there, you know one of the businesses is
if
a prostitution.
You got a church, a bank, and a brothel.
And a brothel, right.
And
a school, and,
a convenience store.
And you got a brothel.
And then,
it's legal. It's not like she's doing anything wrong, the woman that owns it.
Main Street is the only street.
Yep. And she's also on the board for the committee for the kitchen.
Okay.
The woman that owns the brothel.
Good.
So she's well into making sure that she's helping raising money. Some people just don't like that she owns a brothel. But she's just a businesswoman. She's in the business to make money.
Did I break your concentration?
That's what she was saying.
She said that she pays her taxes and she works hard and she wants to help the kids that are needy in the community, which I think is good for her.
Absolutely. I agree.
And she did. She raised a lot of money. And
look,
it doesn't say, but
she's
just
doing good.
That says that.
Hey.
She has been.
Prostitution is the oldest occupation.
Trick in the book.
Oldest occupation in history. It really is.
I know.
So, okay.
I know, and whoever.
And she's given back to the community more than money. more than one way.
Right, in more than one way. Yeah. I mean, she is on the board, so I mean that says a lot about her right there. She does.
She's been on a few boards, from what I hear.
Someone yells, it says at the end that when she walks like down the street or whatever, because, you know, she lives in the town and there's not that many people in it. People scream out, the hook is going to be making the lunches now.
All right.
For the committee, you know, because for the needy kids.
Yeah.
You know, people just, they
you
need to have an
lunch.
Open mind.
A little afternoon delight.
Yeah. I think people need to have an open mind about certain things, too. I mean, obviously, it's not legal in the United States. Well, no, where is it legal? In Nevada. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
it's
yes.
legal in Nevada. Not in Las Vegas, but I think in Reno it's legal.
Hmm.
Checking the facts, or no?
I am trying to check the facts here, yes. The only thing I can find...
That sounded like a fart.
Excuse me?
That sounded like a fart, that noise.
No, it didn't.
Oops. Are you looking it up in the United States?
I am looking it up in New Zealand.
Oh, I was right. Nevada is the only U.S.
Whoa.
Is that trigger finger?
There you go. That's what happens.
Nevada is the only U.S. jurisdiction to allow some legal prostitution. 8 counties in Nevada have active brothels.
All right. And they're going to do school lunches now, right?
They're going to start raising money. Gonna for the needy children.
Baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right.
Why are you dancing like that?
In the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Afternoon delight.
There we go. So school lunches will now be an afternoon delight. I'm moving to that town.
To New Zealand?
Yeah. Is that what you said it was?
Yeah, it's in New Zealand.
Yeah, okay. So that's where I'm moving.
It's legal there.
I'm going to surf my way right there.
Surf your way?
Yeah. I'm going to paddle. Paddle to New Zealand on my surfboard.
Oh, man.
All right. Anything else?
The surfboard I never saw. Yeah, I have one more story. It's really funny, too. So, so this dude that lives in L.A., he used to be a Olympic runner.
Okay.
Wait, I'm too busy looking at his picture. It's funny. He decided he was going to run for the trials.
He was an Olympic runner.
Yes, he was an Olympic runner.
Wow. Okay.
And he was a runner in college, and he qualified for the trials in 2013. So now we fast forward to 2016, and the trials are being held in Los Angeles, and he lives in L.A. He had already had the qualifying time, so all he had to do was renew some membership thing that he needs and go and sign up. So he did. And there was 105 people that were running, and he finished last.
Last?
3 hours and 45 minutes and 34 seconds. Would you like to know why he finished so last?
Yeah.
Well, because since then, he is a distributor of medical marijuana, and he owns his own dispensary.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he partakes.
Oh. I don't think he was running that fast, though.
No.
No.
I don't think that. I think maybe if he was on speed, he would have been running like that. So now he's dubbed as the self-proclaimed world fastest stoner. And he said that it was a really, really special day. I don't understand why he would say that. He finished 105th out of 105.
Well.
And he thought it was a good idea?
So much for his running career.
Yeah, he said, just 3 or 4 miles into the race, I realized it wasn't going to happen.
He probably makes more from his medical distributing
plant. I'm sure he does, yeah.
Marijuana distributing company.
He said he just wanted to finish it, so he that's why he kept going when he finished last. Poor guy.
Probably
went and smoked a bone after.
He makes his own decisions.
I know, but why would you even put yourself in that position?
I don't know.
I could barely run 38 minutes when I ran that 5K.
That was him running. He probably should have taken off the boots.
Probably, yeah. And whatever else, like all that change jingling in his pockets. his gold chains around his neck, because he's a gangster rapper.
Okay. Well, I guess he's all done.
Yeah, he can't go to Rio. He's all done.
Can't go to Rio de Janeiro.
Yes, he didn't qualify.
No Brazilian waxes for him.
Nope. Or not seeing any Brazilian waxes.
Yeah.
It's more like it.
No.
Guys don't get Brazilian waxes.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess they could.
That's why they looked at me funny in the salon the other day.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
Of course I do.
So you were bent over showing your butt crack to everyone in the salon?
I wanted a Brazilian on my butt.
No, you got it confused. You were in that Brazilian hair place on Broadway.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, you got confused. You were asking for the wrong thing.
All right. Enough of this conversation. Is that our funny news for the day?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Tina Marie. 3:29, almost 3:30 here in the lovely, beautiful state of Medford, Mass. And it is still 40 degrees. Almost 3:30. I think I could probably play one more song, come back, give us weekend weather, and maybe tell you a few things that are going on in town this weekend for you kids that want to get out and, gallivant and skip.
Gallivant.
And around town. Anyways, like I said, 3:30 in the afternoon. What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Yep, that's you.
I know.
That's you, Tina. All right. We'll be right back, kids.
Store begging for your change.
Little puddle of mud. Sorry for the hiccup on the Everlast song. And it was a hiccup. Welcome back to the show, kids. 3:38 in the afternoon here at 91.5 WMFO, Medford and Boston. Medford in Boston.
Oh, I thought you said
in Boston, or in Massachusetts. it is the world's number one freeform station, yes. Self-proclaimed by moi. I'm DJ Pauly B, sitting across me, the lovely Tina Marie, and we're just about getting ready to wrap it up. I know 20 minutes, we don't like wrapping it up.
And that we don't.
And so, anyways, this weekend, kids, right now it's 40 degrees here in lovely Medford, and tonight will be increasing clouds and night snow. You know what night snow is?
No.
It's the opposite of day snow.
Oh.
So it'll be snowing at night instead of the day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, boy. These phone lines are lighting up. I don't know why. Okay, 1 second, then I'll get right back to the weather if I can. WMFO, you're live on the air. Please do not swear.
Oh, darn it.
What?
Pauly B.
Yes.
This is Tina Marie's mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, God. Have you been drinking?
Can you pull the...
I can get in touch with her.
I'm right here.
Can you take the phone from under your armpit?
Oh,
all I hear is static.
It sounds staticky.
Oh, maybe because I have the radio on beside me.
Well, that's not supposed to happen.
Oh, she wants to hear herself.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, no, I was listening to you guys. Talk about the brothel and the bakery and yeast and...
A lot of yeast and a lot of brothels and bakeries around here. That's what we like to talk about.
Yeah. We like to talk about dirty things.
I was thinking about opening a bakery, too. Now, I don't know if that's going to go over too well.
Okay. So, what do you got for us, Mom?
Nothing. I just wanted to, like, be in touch with my daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, you know...
I guess this is the one phone number that works.
I would suggest calling her cell phone, which might
she don't
make...
answer.
Oh, she doesn't answer?
Back. Yes, okay. I call the house. No call. No, she has a mom...
I always shout out to you.
But I don't hear it.
I tell everybody that you're my mom, so that's something, right?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay, well, you can't talk to me during the show.
Oh, okay, yes. Well.
You can call our complain line.
Well, I am complaining right now.
That's 617-429.
No. Somebody just said that the last song you played wasn't all that good. He didn't know who it was, though.
Who
said it?
Well, who's the only person that would be here with me?
Oh.
Oh, your boyfriend Rico.
Yeah, Rico Suave.
That was Puddle of Mud. That was blurry.
Dad doesn't know that song?
I'm surprised he doesn't know that song because it really is a good song. But, you know...
Well, he likes, like, classic rock and roll. That's not
absolutely,
really classic.
Absolutely, which I don't blame. You know, we all love classic rock and roll around here. But anyways... 3:41.
I want to do a shout out to my husband for Sunday is 46th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's right. Right, I forgot.
Wow, God bless him.
No, it's your 46th, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's what
you
said.
45.
No, 46.
46.
I always can remember because whatever their anniversary is, that's how old I'm going to turn.
46 is the new 86.
It's a long time to be with the wrong person.
And, you know, I had my hair all cut really short, Tina, but by the time I see you, I'm sure it'll be long again.
Okay.
All right. I think she's giving you a dig there.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
I know she is.
All right,
give her a call later on tonight.
Oh, okay, thanks.
She'll be home all night.
Friday night, she's going to be home?
Oh, yeah. The kids, everything. You know, it'll be a zoo over there.
We have the kids this weekend.
Oh.
So
we'll be home.
So she'll have plenty of free time to catch up with you. A couple hours at least anyway.
All right.
Oh, you'll be in charge of the kids then.
That's fine.
All right,
Mom.
Okay.
Take
all right.
care. And congratulations on your anniversary.
Okay, happy
all
anniversary.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Talk to you, bye.
All right. 46 years. Woo! God bless him. And her. I'm just kidding. Oh, boy.
Selective hearing. He has a den. You know what that means. You just go in there and shut the door.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
You bring a six pack in. Yeah. And you sign up. You sign up for 15 fantasy leagues for football, baseball, and hockey.
All right. Well. All right. So as I was saying, increasing clouds tonight and night snow.
Right.
Not light snow. Night snow. Yes. So you can make dark snow angels tonight. I don't know what that means, but
I don't know.
Anyways, tomorrow, 49 degrees, a little bit warmer, but there's going to be a few showers. I don't know. If you could stay in, I would suggest staying in on Saturday. But Sunday, on and off clouds, 50 degrees, a little bit more warmer as a high, but it doesn't look like any precipitation or any snow.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my pick of the weekend would be Sunday.
Okay.
Spend it with the family, go out for breakfast to the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, and, have a good time. And just to mention it, just be wary of Monday. Even though I only do the weekend weather, but Monday, we're going to get some snow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to get some snow on Monday. So, everybody, on Sunday, you know what you have to do.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
On Sunday.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Yes.
Gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God.
That's right.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God.
That's right. So Sunday, get your bread and milk, kids. Be prepared for the big storm coming on Monday.
Yep. Back to school.
I am absolutely kidding about a big storm. It's going to be snow in the morning. So just be careful on that morning drive on Monday. All right. So, anyways, so that's your weekend weather. 3:45. Play one more song, come back, say our goodbyes. What do you think, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Rosemary. That was a pleasure. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I don't know.
All right. So, extreme. Oh, this is for you, hon. This is what we'll do. We'll play a song. What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, we'll be right back, kids.
Love you is not the word I
Boy. Yeah. Shite just got heavy. We were just talking about something we... I'm not going to mention it on the show, but something that happened in Everett, because we're both from Everett, and very sad news. Very, very sad, sad news. Anyways, welcome back to the show, kids. And we're going to say our goodbyes, and we just want to thank you guys for tuning in, because... we have been absent quite a few times this past month and a half or so. So, anyways, want to say your goodbyes, Tina Marie.
Yes. Thank you all for those who listened. Thank you to my mother who called in, and her and my dad. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great, safe weekend out there. Watch out for the snow. Go get your bread and milk, like Polly said.
You have to get your bread and milk.
Haha, kids, only 2 days left, and then you have to go back to school. Unless you live in New Hampshire, then you have vacation next week.
Right.
Shout out to our babies, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and the cat, Zozo. We will see you all next week.
Who is the most high maintenance of all of them.
Yeah, right, I know.
And I want to thank everybody for listening in, as you usually do. We love you guys, because if it wasn't for you... we would not be doing this. Thank you for letting us holler at you for the past 2 hours. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know. I just smiled at you.
All right. So we were hollering at him. All right. We were talking at him.
Holla!
For the last 2 hours. And we really appreciate it. And we're going to take a 166-hour break. Because we definitely need it after these past 2 hours. Whew. Yeah, it's been a long 2 hours. The last 15 minutes were the longest, I must say. I want to apologize to Matthew McConaughey. All right. And Ben Stiller.
Oh.
Yeah, he was coming on to promote Zoolander 2. We just ran out of time. They're in the puke green room.
Yep.
And we apologize to both of you guys. And next week, we'll have them on. Okay.
It was the caller.
Once Zoolander 2 is already on video. DVD, I should say.
And they can come in.
Yes. All right, kids. Stay Boston strong. Always rock and never roll. As I say, We will see you guys next week. That's it, Mama?
That's it.
All right.
It's a wrap.
That's a wrap. As I say in show business.